join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and for this portion of our broadcast, it's time for the 24th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 15th state in our nation, also known as the Bluegrass State. Before we take you to Lexington, Kentucky, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Every traveler needs a companion, and if you haven't heard the news, Travel Pro has just debuted its new Max Light 5 line. So it's time to take travel to new lights with Max Light 5, as it's as durable as ever and ultra lightweight. Plus, the new collection includes 20 different pieces, and guess what? They're not all black and silver.
So you're never going to lose them.
There are some terrific new colors.
Well, as we've shared for years now, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for the perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll save 15% right now site-wide, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to the lovely city of Lexington to welcome in the president of Visit Lex, Mary Quinn Raymer.
Mary Quinn, nice to connect with you today. Welcome to the show and our Destination Spotlight on Lexington.
Thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate it.
So, you know, last week, about an hour and change or so to your west, it was the 144th Kentucky Derby over at Churchill Downs. But many horse farms, equine museums, and your own terrific track of Keeneland are in Lexington. So racing and horses, they're also special to Lexington as well, aren't they?
Absolutely. We rightfully claim that Lexington is the horse capital of the world. We certainly are known as the thoroughbred epicenter of the globe, and we're really proud to have that honor. As you mentioned, we have a fantastic race course here in Lexington, Keeneland, and we also are blessed with roughly 450 thoroughbred horse farms in and around the central Kentucky region. And in addition to the farms, we have two of the world's largest thoroughbred auction houses. So we take thoroughbreds very seriously in Lexington. We have, we joke that we have four-legged celebrities instead of human celebrities.
Absolutely.
The Derby is always a very exciting time to be in Kentucky. We see a ton of traffic, even though, of course, Churchill Downs is to our west in Louisville. We see so many folks coming into Lexington to visit these farms, to get to meet some of these retired studs in their second career as a stallion, and just to enjoy the beautiful scenery that
Yeah, it's a great experience.
Yeah, it's great. Mary Quinn, as far as historic sites go, we could go in so many directions with you. There's the Mary Todd Lincoln House, the Henry Clay House, and you also have a great aviation museum. But I do want to talk about bourbon, because Kentucky and bourbon certainly go together, and there seems to be a resurgence of these bourbon trails. Why don't you talk to us about some of the distilleries in Lexington and what visitors can experience?
We have no shortage of bourbon in Kentucky. Actually, 95% of the world's supply is made right here, and we think the rest of it is counterfeit. So we are big proponents of supporting Kentucky's bourbon industry. Mm-hmm. In downtown Lexington, we actually have two wonderful distilleries and a third one that's going to be opening this summer. We've seen a lot of investment in the tourism experience that happens at these distilleries, and I can tell you personally, having been to all of them, you really are absolutely entrenched in the bourbon-making process. You learn all about the characters that launched this distilled spirit so many years ago, and the new players that are doing very innovative things with cocktails and bourbon lifestyle experiences. So it's really fun. We have Town Branch, Barrel House, Bluegrass Distilling, and soon to be the James E. Pepper Campus. So even in downtown Lexington, we've got quite a few offerings.
Well, I liked your line right there, that it's not in short supply on the bourbon. I thought that was pretty funny. I want to ask you just another question.
Sure.
I'm not sure, frankly, why I remember this, but besides all of the college sports at the University of Kentucky that's located in Lexington, I've been to a couple basketball games.
Sure.
You know, Jif Peanut Butter and Lexington, they're synonymous in my head. So I don't know, do they offer any tours? Do they do anything for visitors?
I wish they did. Unfortunately, they have such tight regulations because of the level of heat that is applied when processing their peanuts, so that they don't do tourism experiences.
The heat.
But you are exactly right that most of the world's supply of Jif is made right
I just remember that from...
So interesting.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
It's a fun fact.
Bluegrass. We can't talk to you in Lexington without talking about bluegrass, and we understand in a few weeks the Festival of the Bluegrass is coming, so why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Well, bluegrass is a key word for those of us that call Central Kentucky home. Of course, there's the bluegrass, which is, you know, what the state has been known for all these years, and then also bluegrass music. So bluegrass music originated in Kentucky And we have the oldest family-operated, continuously running festival every June at the Kentucky Horse Park, the Bluegrass Festival. And it is just a tremendous opportunity. It is old-school bluegrass. There's none of this new grass. It's very time-honored, traditional bluegrass music. And I think people who attend this event really believe the best part is all the casual picking that happens post-show in the campground. So it's a really fantastic way to soak in tons and tons of bluegrass music.
Well, fun fact. All right, so we've got 30 seconds left. Last question we like to ask in the Destination Spotlight is, can you give us a quick fact that you think would surprise most people in our audience about Lexington?
Oh, goodness. You've taken two of my more compelling facts. I mean, I think the fact that probably stuns people the most is the fact that 95% of the world's bourbon is made in Kentucky. You do not actually have to be made in Kentucky to be called bourbon, but most of the good stuff is, and that has everything to do with the secret ingredient, which is the limestone water.
All right, but that's a good fact. All right, so there we go. We have to come experience
it.
Thank you for your time today, Mary Quinn. And folks, you can find out more at visitlex.com.
Thank you. Y'all too.
You as well. Take care.
All right, there she goes.
Lovely lady. It's a lovely part of our country.
Absolutely is. We're going to have to get back there sometime soon. Folks, if you want to find out about all the places that we're covering, and that we've now done 24 of them, you can find them on our website at Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.